This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USMCA renegotiation is a big opportunity for U.S. agriculture. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is up for review in 2026, and updating the agreement has the potential to benefit U.S. farmers. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said preparations are already underway.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office has solicited comments, all kinds of people in industry, what they think of the opportunities for changes in the agreement. Our trade representative, Ambassador Greer, has been briefing the various committees on what the objectives of the government will be going forward.
Salmonson said the upcoming renegotiations are a great opportunity to improve the agreement between the three North American neighbors.
We were not satisfied with how Canada implemented any improvements in dairy product access from the U.S. in the USMCA. We also have had problems over the many years with seasonal import surges, primarily seasonal produce from Mexico. That is what we want to see addressed when the countries come together.
Salmonson said the three countries will meet behind the scenes during the run-up to July.
The folks from the various trade and other agencies, their governments will get together to work on the issues, prepare hopefully an agreement that they can discuss in July. And in Congress, we'll expect hearings from the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate from the Finance Committee, perhaps other committees.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our five ag news stories delivered to you every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.